Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 703, Reaching for Impressions, recorded live on October 10th, 2019. Hello everyone, welcome to Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are here back with another community topic and some more updates on things and the community update for this week being out 3 minutes before we scheduled to start the show. So we're off to a great start.
Yay!
And some more technical difficulties, which we've managed to get through, but we're now settled and into the swing of things. So, as we normally start off with, GT, how did we do for this past Fraggin' Friday?
Well, we did all right. We enjoyed some fun in the MCC Insider Flight.
Yes,
we played some Invasion.
Invasion.
And we all got reminded of how irritating and sweaty it can be. Because we did get a few of those games.
Not to mention the bloom.
Oh, the bloom. It was real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to readjust to it.
Having to slow down the pace of your shots. Yeah, that didn't age well.
I think part of my problem is my eyesight has gotten worse since I played Reach consistently the last time.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that with most of the games that I think it's time for me to get a bigger monitor so I can see people. Because they tend to blend into the background now.
Yeah, that might be helpful.
It didn't help that we were playing as Red Team and we were on an icy map. So the blue team kind of blended into the background a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. That color, I guess they're probably working on the color blindness set in Breach. I'm just wondering if like someone tested it. I'm sure people have tested it at the studio, but
yeah, I really don't know.
Just a question. Yeah, we played for a while, and we actually got up with how many people did we have in our lobby?
We got almost a full. Full squad. I think we were down to where we were having like one or two randoms at a time.
It was a lot of fun. Aside from some of the first sweaty games that we had, and then when we actually got a fuller lobby, it became a lot more fun.
Yeah. The map that they picked, I really wish they'd have picked a different map. That was my biggest issue.
That was not fun.
I would have much rather played on Boneyard.
I'm trying to, because we were talking about this a little bit before the show, I'm trying to remember what other maps they had for Firefight. Other than Boneyard and Breakpoint.
You mean Invasion.
Sorry, Invasion.
Yeah, get the right game now.
Sorry.
Well, I guess technically they do have Firefight in it, but anyway. It was right game mode. You had Boneyard. I don't remember. The only one I remember is Boneyard.
I think there are 6 maps for Invasion. I'm looking it up now. Yeah, that was not the most fun map to play with.
It just never was. It was never a very well balanced map.
It was nice at the time because it introduced a different scoring mechanism.
Well, no, I mean that is a DLC map.
Right.
That wasn't an out of the box map. And when they came up with that map, it was just poorly balanced. Boneyard, well, there are several others that are they're better balanced than that.
Spire was one of them. Spire was a Invasion map. And then they added all the DLC ones in Reach, which I hope that brings some of those DLC ones back for matchmaking or customs or something like a matchmaking playlist for Invasion, because some of those were a lot of fun and really cool to play.
Mm-hmm. I actually do miss Invasion. Invasion is a lot of fun. It's something that, as a guy that plays solo a lot, is easy for me to get into and have some fun with. Yes, if you're there with a group of people, it's much easier, but it's still something that a solo person can jump into and have fun with.
Yeah. When there's not sweaty people on there.
Well, I mean, even when they're sweaties, it doesn't require as much communication as something like Warzone does. Warzone takes a lot more communication to be able to be effective in that game mode.
Right.
Invasion is a little bit more technical than Big Team Battle because there is some strategy, but there is a limited amount of strategy that actually works. So it doesn't take long before you can pick out what people are doing and what they're trying to accomplish, or how they're trying to accomplish it, I should say.
If you balance your positioning well within it, you can do pretty well defending. Just depends on what team you get matched up against.
Yep.
Well, very nice. For Sunday, we did not do achievements like we mentioned before that we were going to do, but we ended up doing some big team, so 8v8 on Reach, and we actually partnered up with Chief Canuck and Obi Jeff for doing that, and I think we got to at least max out 7 people, and we were playing up until midnight, if not a little bit later. It might have been 12:30, and we started a little bit early. I got on at 9:30, started the stream, Laird hopped on, and then we saw that Chief Canuck and Obi Jeff were streaming, so we tried to join up with them, and we did after a few games, and we had a pretty good night. Once we teamed up with them, I think we won just about every single game except for maybe one or two.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Laird said they stayed up till 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah. I wanted to get on Sunday night, but by the time Sunday night rolled around, I was beat.
Yeah. So it's all good.
I had to do some yard work, so.
Fair enough. So that was the streams that we had for this week. This coming week, we'll be back on Halo 5, and there's some exciting stuff for Halo 5 this weekend, which we'll get to in a second. And then for achievement streams, we'll be back with Laird to finish out the Definitive Edition achievements. Should be able to get all that stuff completed. And then that'll wrap up Definitive Edition for me. Looking forward to that. I think that's it for the housekeeping for now. Let's go ahead and jump on into the playlist updates. So for Halo 5, we have a little bit of a schedule change up. As per what was already set in stone, Covenant Slayer rotates in for Shoddy Snipers, and Warzone Assault has actually been bumped up a week, so that goes live today on the 10th. Yep. So Covenant Slayer and Warzone Assault are both double XP for this weekend. Couple other changes coming up on October 24th. They've bumped Warzone Turbo up to that day as well, so Warzone Turbo goes live for the weekend. And also on October 24th, there's global double XP for a whole week to celebrate Halo 5's birthday.
Happy birthday!
One full week of double XP.
Yeah, grind it out. If you're going for that 152, grind it out. I'm going
to try to grind as much as I can during that week. Wow, Halo 5 turns 5 years old.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And we still don't have another Halo game.
Next year.
Hopefully.
And you have 3 years just to develop the engine and 3 years to develop the game on the engine.
I'm looking forward to it. But anyway, on October 27th, on Halo 5's birthday, log on and earn a free platinum pack.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I think I have about 42 of those just sitting in my just pile.
Yeah.
Can't decide whether to open them myself or gift them to people. Either way.
No, it all depends on how many boosts you need. If it was me, I'd open them because I need boosts.
Yeah.
I'm out. I mean, I've got Warzone boost, but
I've got plenty of Warzone boosts. Arena boosts, I'm starting to kind of run low on just the normal XP boosts, but I have plenty of Gambit kills and jackpot boosts.
Yeah.
So just, yeah, during that week, I'll try to scrub through as many of those as I can.
In Arena, I am completely out of XP boosts. I don't have any.
You want some platinum packs? Eric, but you're already 152. You don't count.
Yeah, shut up.
There's still those of us that are trying to get there. If you could gift them, that'd be wonderful, but you can't.
Hashtag resec Ericubu.
Yes. Start from the ground up. I mean, if we could do that, I would do that in a heartbeat. Trade you for some RP boosts.
Well, you can. Just dismantle them and they turn into points.
I think he's talking like for a one-for-one trade. That would be nice if you could. So we've got those updates. Everything else in the calendar is the same. So kind of rounding that out, on October 17th, we get Halo 2 BR Slayer in for Griftball. Roman King on the 24th for Covenant Slayer. And then on the 31st, we get Castle Wars in for Halo 2 BR Slayer. On the Master Chief Collection side of the house, we have two fan favorite Forge maps making an introduction into Halo 2 Anniversary's Rumble Pit. And these are Checkmate by Sergeant X Slaphead for the game mode Slayer and Action Sack. That counts for Fiesta and Duels. And then they added Stigma by Squally the Beans. And they've added the game mode Slayer, Snipers, and Action Sack to that. So that's the update that we have there. Yeah. The community update for this week is titled Battle Book, and a lot of this stuff has already been covered by previous updates and posts, so a lot of this stuff is redundant, but we'll go over the new stuff that we have here. So in the playlist update section, where they have the updated October calendar, they have a little note. So they want to give us a head up that they may start reducing the total amount of playlists. At this point, they actually have 18 unique playlist offerings up at a single time. And that increases to even more when they have the additional Warzone weekends as well. They're seeing kind of a population drop. So in the next year, they're going to look at reeling in those 18 unique playlists and consolidating some of them and still utilizing the rotation schedule that they've been using. So expect a reorganization of playlists in Halo 5 to come for next year.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean,
no.
But it does seem like the rotational playlists have been pretty popular. Because whenever I take part in them, I don't have trouble finding games.
I think that's actually been a really cool thing to get people to kind of change their experience a little bit. And, of course, the competitive people are going to stick with those arena playlists. But for, I think, the bulk majority of the people still playing Halo, it's a lot more the fun game mode. So having something fresh every week is something that keeps you coming back.
Yeah.
So I think it's good. Definitely a good feature. And while the playlist count will probably go down, I don't see it really being a detriment to keep rotating in playlists.
Yeah, honestly, it wouldn't hurt my feelings for certain static lists to go away and maybe just join the rotation.
Yeah, we'll have to see. More to come on that later. Under Halo Esports, they're celebrating 5 years of the Halo Championship Series, which the 5th anniversary comes up on November 5th. So they've been posting some highlight videos of some infamous showdowns. They have right now a 2-hour match full of upsets and never before seen tiebreakers, and this is on the Halo channel on YouTube. Over on Twitter, though, they have a little bracket that the community can participate in voting. So they have different competitive players, different Halo professionals up in a bracket format, and they're going to be taking community polls on which competitive player they think is the best out of the two. And they're going to, I guess, do this either on some kind of weekly basis or semi-weekly. I'm not sure. They haven't really said specifically how they're going to do it yet, but they do have a bracket. There is a tweet that HCS, the HCS Twitter account, put out on the 9th, and they have a bracket right now. It's broken into two sides, so it's single elimination. In the first round, they have Frosty versus Stellar, Royal 2 versus Renegade, Roy versus APG, Eco versus Shotzi, Jimbo versus Pistola, Mikwin versus Penguin. I think this one's, is that Hook? Yeah, Hook versus Snipedown, and Lethal versus Snakebite.
They're getting that one off right at the beginning, aren't they?
Well, Lethal and Snakebite are on the same team.
Yeah.
But then if Snipedown goes on to be like doing the Snipedown versus Lethal, I mean, that would be where it's, I think that'd be where it would come into play. People have already been posting their brackets on what they think would be the outcome.
If you get it right, do you win $1 million?
Oh.
It'd be interesting to see like how the community votes if there's a certain thing that they do at the end with the results of the vote.
Yeah.
We'll see. They haven't said anything, but who knows? They could always add something. So, yep, head on over to the HCS Twitter. They don't have any polls or voting up yet. They just have the bracket posted. Probably we'll have more details to come on that in the future. Next up on the update, we've got just a reminder that HCS has the DreamHack Atlanta for the HCS Grassroots. And this is going to be a Halo 3 tournament during November 15th through the 17th. UGC is hosting 4 online qualifiers starting this weekend through November 2nd. DreamHack is also having a Halo 5 2v2 tournament at DreamHack Atlanta as well. That will have a $5,000 prize pool. If you want some more information about the event, you can head on over to dreamhack.com/halo. Any more information about the qualifiers, you can go to aka.ms/DH qualifier. Also, Microsoft Store events. The next one is going to be a Halo 5 2v2. It's going to be taking place on Sunday, October 27th. For more information and to go and register for the next event, go to smash.gg/MRSHalo. We've got Halo gear, Halo Battleborn Meridian Divide coming out here pretty soon, or is it already out?
It is 27th. Or no.
So in a couple weeks. Eric Caboo says it's already out, and he's already read it.
That one's already out. Sorry.
It's already out, and he's read it. Clearly, you don't have enough time on your hands. We'll get to that one eventually.
Yeah, we're still trying to get Dust caught up.
Yeah, and 2 books just got released and putting me even more further behind. Thanks.
Well, you know.
I'm working on it. Under the radar blips, we've got Swatoween. So the SWAT Nation is hosting a unique Halo 3 or Halo 5 3v3 tournament on October 27th. Same day as the Microsoft Store tournament. Anyways, registration is open for teams. They suggest starting practicing your Halo 5 Magnums and your Halo CE pistol. Pistol SWAT. There you go. Just a reminder about the xCloud Preview Program. That is available to register. If you head on over to Xbox.com, I believe they had a post about the public preview that you could sign up for. This was posted on the 24th of September. So head on over to Xbox.com or news.xbox.com and you can find the article there and go and register for that. Halo 5 is part of the xCloud public preview. Right now, they're just doing xCloud from the cloud and not your console. And if you have an Android device, you can register. They also have some more audio team field recordings up on their Instagram channel. If you want to see people blow stuff up, then that's the place to go. They've also introduced a new character, so to speak, through their Instagram as well. So this kind of took social media by storm. Gyoza the Pug, I think that's how you say the name. I did not watch the social stream yesterday, so I do not know how to pronounce the name properly. I'll go and find that out here soon. But the technical art director, Kenny Magnuson, joined Snickerdoodle on the 343 social stream and brought his best friend, Gyoza the Pug. And they're supposed to be doing some audio recordings with him or her. I think it's a her. And supposedly it's some alien sound recordings that they've been doing.
Hmm.
Have you seen any of the videos of the recording? The recordings with the pug?
No, I haven't.
It's pretty interesting. And then on the Halo Infinite side of things, we've kind of talked about this already, but I made a little appearance through a picture in the update.
Just a little.
Just a little bit. The picture that we took after the Forge panel on the last day of the Anaheim Outpost tour is up there. And this is highlighting that two things were announced to be coming to Halo Infinite Forge. Well, first thing is that, yes, Halo Infinite will have Forge, and the second one is it will have undo and redo buttons. So, recounting that one again. And then the artwork for this week is the Electronic Gaming Monthly artwork that I think was done for Halo 2. So, EGM Magazine. I wonder if this is one of the magazines I might have. I think I have two magazines of sorts that have a Halo cover on them. I can't remember if this is one I have. But the artwork, of course, is stunning and fantastic.
Definitely. Most definitely.
And that's it for the news. There's no other news updates, really, as far as the official news goes. Haven't had a chance to really catch up on community news too much lately. Hoping to get back on that for next week. We did have a topic that we asked people about because of the Reach flighting this week and because it got opened up to so many people. We were asking people what their impressions were on the Insider build and what their overall expectations are for Reach on MCC and PC. Unfortunately, we got no responses. So GT and I will just talk about our experiences for a couple of minutes. And then we'll call it a short show. So, GT, what did you think of the experience? And did you play more than just Firefight, or was it just pretty much Firefight?
I played Invasion. I wasn't
invited. Why do I keep saying Firefight?
I don't know. I wasn't invited to the Firefight as much as I wanted to. I have to admit, I was very impressed with the way it plays on Xbox. I run an Xbox One X.
Mm-hmm.
The Scorpio edition. Oh, sorry. And it took some getting used to, because I'm not used to playing Reach with that graphical fidelity at that frame rate.
Yeah.
So it took a little adjusting to begin with. But all in all, it was very beautiful. I enjoyed it a lot. I had to readapt to the Bloom. The Bloom seems to be more prevalent now than it was when I was playing it on the 360. And I think it's because it seems, you know, because the frame rate's higher is what I think really screws with it with me. It seems to engage faster is probably the best I could say.
Okay.
But it as far as once I adjusted to it, it felt really good. The only thing I really, really had to adjust on is my controls, really. I really had to crank up the controls.
I
think by the time I was done playing that night, Friday night, I had turned the horizontal look speed to 10. And it still felt slow.
I was tempted to do that.
It wasn't like I was overcorrecting or anything. It just, I don't know. It felt really, really slow.
Yeah. I felt urged to change my look settings, but I decided not to. But you're right. It felt really slow turning from side to side.
Yeah.
Really slow.
And unfortunately, I didn't even think of it. I do use a Elite controller. And I didn't even think about putting my MCC profile on the controller before I started playing.
Oops.
If I had done that, it'd have been a little bit better for me because, you know, I've remapped some buttons and stuff for the MCC that to, you know, make it more consistent to play through the Halo games.
Right.
So I don't have to really think about what button I need to push when I play the games, especially when I'm in MCC, because you know, every game's got its, the buttons are, some of the buttons move around.
Yeah. I did went in and set the, because I use Halo 4 as my button configuration, so I did actually go in and before I started playing, I set that up.
Yeah. Like I said, I just forgot to bring over my
MCC profile.
MCC profile.
Yeah.
Which with the new one, the new Elite controller when it launches won't be a problem because it has three instead of just two.
Yay.
Yay. Well, technically it's got four because the default profile never goes away.
Right. Yeah. Eric Abu's in the chat and he thinks that to him it feels pretty dated. Bloom is very painful, which I think all of us can agree with. And the movement is definitely, it's weird because I guess with MCC having a lot of the slower stuff with Halo CE 2 and 3, that still feels true to the game. But I guess with Sprint being in Halo 4 and 5 and having it compared to Reach, the Reach Sprint just feels slow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, that's not saying that Reach wasn't that slow to begin with, but I think the frame rate really exposes how slow it is.
Yeah, I mean, Reach was still better than playing Halos 1 through 3 when it comes to movement. But yeah, it was definitely a lot to get used to.
Yeah. I did for a comparison after, I think it was the first Reach competitive 4v4 day that they had, which I think was Thursday last week.
Yeah.
I did go and play a game in Reach 360 version. It was still on my Xbox One, but I booted up the 360 build.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get a kind of comparison of how it feels. And you don't really realize how much the frame rate really accounts for in the difference of the games. Because what they said at E3, I can't remember if they actually said this outright or not, but the frame rate of Reach was actually less than 30, but they had the motion blur in there to kind of help account for that. It definitely feels like it's a 20 frame rate game from the 360 build.
Yeah. It definitely feels a lot different on the Xbox One than it did on the 360.
It looks vastly different, too.
I would love to have been able to play it on PC just to see what it looks like on PC and what it feels like on PC.
Well, supposedly there is a PvP PC flight coming out, so maybe we'll get to.
Maybe.
We'll just have to wait and see. I think for the most part, the biggest difference was the visual part to it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing to me was, and I'm curious to see if you had this experience as well, the shot registration to me was significantly delayed compared to how it was in Reach 360.
What I was seeing was, I would equate more to the Bloom than it would be to shot registration. Just me being that far out of practice with it.
So the reason I say that
there could be some shot registration issues in there that I just was not recognizing because my shot was all over the place.
Fair enough. The only reason I say that is because there were several instances where I was shooting somebody and we would both land a headshot on each other, but I feel like I was shooting, I hit the guy, and maybe 2/10 to 3/10 of a second later is when the shot would actually register, and he would die, and then I would die instantly once I get hit. So it seems like there's a, because it's transitioning from how Reach on 360 was, where it was hosted by a client, it's changing over to dedicated servers. So I'm wondering if there was some server latency or if there was something else being factored in that. But it seemed pretty consistent that shot registration was delayed.
Well, that could be just to the point that it was, you know, on a test server.
It could.
But, you know, I understand. It did seem like sometimes I would die faster than I thought I should when I'd get into gun battles. I'm not putting out equal damage to what I'm receiving. And that could be just the fact that I wouldn't hit my target, which is entirely possible.
That could be contributed to a shot delay as well.
Yeah, it could be. Like I said, I am, when it comes to stuff like that, I am definitely the wrong person to ask about that, because I'm doing good just to hit my shots, let alone determining whether or not they're hitting when I'm firing them or not.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. There weren't really for me any other issues that were like game breaking. I think there might be something squirrely with the nade bouncing off of certain geometry or dead bodies, I think might be another one. Had to go back and check some save film on that one. And then I think at one point for a capture the flag game, the flag fell into an area and just instantly despawned.
Yeah.
Like got stuck in a crack and went out of playable area somewhere. But other than that, it was pretty stable, a lot of fun when you're not going up against sweaty people. And
yeah,
it definitely feels dated still.
Well, yeah, they're all going to feel dated. All the games are going to feel dated.
But compared to Halo 3 getting I know for each game, it's just basically improved graphics and all the stuff is still the same. But for some reason, I guess Reach kind of, to me, has that Halo 1 and Halo 2 mentality where it didn't really, like, it didn't seem really significant of an upgrade, but Halo 3 really seemed to get the best, quote-unquote, upgrade by being included in MCC. It is nice to not have the motion blur anymore, but the movement speed... I think one of the reasons why the movement speed feels slow is because you had the motion blur in 360, so it felt faster, even though it wasn't. And now that you don't have the motion blur, you really see how slow, or you feel how slow it is.
Well, I would still say that Halo 3 to me feels much slower than Reach.
Gameplay wise, I would agree.
It just, you know, in Halo 3, it just, no matter what you're doing, it's just, oh, come on. this week, I forget the gentleman's name, but he put out a video, and some of you may have watched this, where they actually did the final Warthog run in Halo 1 without vehicles.
In time?
No.
Okay.
It is not physically possible to complete it against the clock.
I didn't think it was.
But it is physically possible to do it. It just takes about 12 minutes.
So they just basically modded the game and removed the clock.
No, what they did, they were doing this on Xbox. What they did is they would do a section, record how long it took them to do that section.
Oh.
They'd go back to the checkpoint, take the Warthog to the end of the section they just finished, do the next section, record the time they did that, and just do that.
Okay.
And they figured out that on foot, it'd take about 12 minutes.
Okay.
And this is where the canon contradicts the games.
How do you mean?
Because the Spartans aren't moving at what you would call a vehicle speed.
Oh, creative freedom.
And the only reason I point that out is because Halo 1, don't get me wrong, Halo 1 is fun. I enjoy playing it, but I've always felt that it is a very slow-paced game. Even in multiplayer, it's very slow-paced. And it's not, that's not a bad thing. but it's not what I'm looking for in a multiplayer match now. When I was playing Halo 2, and I say Halo 2 because Halo 1 didn't have an online matchmaking system. When I played in Halo 2, it was fine. The slow pace of the games then was fine. It felt right. But I will tell you that some games did feel like they drug on forever.
Yeah.
Especially on certain maps with certain snipers and certain people. Halo 3 was just absolutely atrocious for me. Just because of the shot registration.
That and the whole triangle movement with the joysticks.
It's just, I never got Halo 3.
It feels a lot better to me now with the fixed control scheme in
it's
MCC.
It's better, but it's still Halo 3.
Oh yeah, it's still slow Halo 3.
The controls weren't, they were an annoyance. They didn't break the game for me. The shot registration is what broke the game for me. And that's what made it the least enjoyable to play.
Yep.
You know, of all the Halo games, Halo 3 to me is the worst multiplayer to play. To actually play. But I will give them that the mechanics of the multiplayer are some of the best mechanics of all the games. It's just, for me, I don't like Halo 3's multiplayer.
I did not either. For a while, Halo 3 multiplayer was my least favorite multiplayer. And vanilla Halo 3 multiplayer still is my least favorite Halo multiplayer. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why, is because of... Yeah.
For most of the time, up until they shut down the Halo 2 servers, I pretty much hung around Halo 2 while Halo 3 was still out, where Halo, you know, Halo 3 was out. I put in enough time Halo 3 to get all my achievements done, and then pretty much after that I was done with the multiplayer.
I still gotta get achievements in that game.
I hung around in Halo 2, you know, until ODST came out, and then I hung around in ODST, and then we played, you know, I played Firefight with my friends whenever possible. But even if I'd go for multiplayer, Halo 3 was not my choice. I was so happy when Reach came out because then I could go back to multiplayer.
Nice.
Because I'd shoot people and it would register that I actually hit them.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so, you know, I kind of skipped over a bunch of Halo 3 when it came to multiplayer.
Okay. I mean, I don't blame you.
But yes, compared to modern games, Halo Reach is a very slow-paced game, even with sprint. And the sprint that they implemented in Halo Reach is, I'm not a fan of it.
So I was thinking more originally of the, like, taking everything into account, the physical, mm-hmm. the visual fidelity, the perceived improved gameplay of the game and that kind of stuff. Like, to me, Halo 3 got the best improvement out of being added to MCC, like overall. But you're right, it's still a slow game. It's still one of those, compared to games these days.
After its second update, yeah.
Right.
The first iteration of it, no. Because it was just the same as it was on Halo 3, or on 360. It was just, you know, instead of being 720p, it was 1080p. And it was at 60 FPS instead of 30 FPS most of the time. Which just made the shot registration even worse. So technically, in its first iteration on MCC, it was worse than 360 version in playability. Visual fidelity, yes, it was an improvement, but it wasn't enough to compensate for the problems the game had at launch. Now, yes, it is a much more playable game, especially with the updated control schemes. Where you have a more modern control profile.
Mm-hmm.
But even that, in those games, in Halo 2 and Halo 3, the modern scheme almost takes it too far the other direction. The, you know, the sticks feel really loose to me. instead of being jerky like they were. Now they just kind of, you know, it almost, they wander all over the place.
Okay. You've clearly given this a lot more thought than I have.
Well, it's the reason I have is because, you know, of I've literally played Metropolis 6 freaking times in Halo 2. So I spent a lot of time with the original control scheme and the modern control scheme. And with the modern control scheme, yeah, it feels great, but really, you have to really readjust the way you use the controller. And it's almost, you almost overcorrect between the way Halo 2 used to be and the way Halo 5 is. The modern control scheme doesn't quite feel the same as it does in Halo 5. In Halo 2, that same scheme just kind of makes it makes it feel a little looser. So I've actually had to back down my sensitivity in Halo 2 to compensate for the wandering of the sticks or the looseness of the sticks. But with Halo Reach, with the modern control scheme, it still felt like it was slow. Like I said, I took and cranked I had the horizontal look speed set at 10, and it still felt slow.
I could imagine. I didn't try to change anything, but I'm, yeah. That is, I guess I should have looked into that more, but yeah, you're right. Anything else that stuck out?
Yeah, they still haven't fixed that stupid map.
If it's broken in the original, I'm not sure if they're going to do much to fix it in the MCC build.
Yeah, that's the only real complaint I've got about it, is that I really wish they'd have picked a different map than that particular map for the invasion part of the flight. I would have much rather played on Boneyard. Boneyard is a much more balanced map.
I think out of the three, it's probably the more fun.
Yeah.
Benz, did you get a chance to play since you're in here in the chat? I know you said you were on call, but did you have any impressions or feedback regarding the Insider? Sadly, no. Okay. That sucks. Well, the next flight is supposed to be PvP on PC, so it'll be interesting to see how the PC controls feel with PvP, if people get invited to that. For next week, I mean, unless you have anything else to talk about for the Reach build, I got nothing else, really.
No, I was just happy to be able to take part in it.
When we got games that weren't so sweaty, it was a lot of fun.
Well, overall, I had a lot of fun. I mean, yeah, the sweaty games did make it less enjoyable, but I still enjoyed it a lot. It was nice to get back on Reach and play it.
Mm-hmm.
I really do want to experience it on PC, and it's not because I'm a PC player. I just, here lately, I've been experimenting more and more with PC gaming, and there are aspects of it that I do enjoy. Does it mean I'm going to not buy the next Xbox? Yeah, no, I will be buying it. There's already a spot on my shelf for it.
Oh, jeez.
It's going to sit right there.
If there's a Halo Infinite version of the Scorpio, or the next one.
Scarlet,
thank you. Which sounds like there probably will be. I will be buying it.
Well, seeing it's going to be a launch title, I'm pretty sure they're going to have an Halo Infinite version of it.
I would assume so.
Because, I mean, they've done a Halo version for every game. Halo CE, there was a Halo Xbox, there was a Halo 2 Xbox, there was, you know, a Halo 3 Xbox, it's sitting right back there. Halo 4 and Halo 5 all did Xboxes.
And Reach.
And Reach. Yeah, it's sitting over there.
I do not have the Halo 2 one. I do not have the Blue Ice one, because that is a hard Xbox to find. And when you do find it, it's expensive.
Yeah. I don't have the Halo 1 or Halo 2 Xbox. I do have the Halo 5. I am looking at getting the Halo 4 one when I get some money, because those are still available and they're still reasonably cheap. You can still find them for retail or just above retail.
I think the Reach one you can find for less than retail.
Actually, well, it depends on what you buy. If you buy a used one, yes. But if you buy a new sealed one, they're still going for retail.
Gotcha.
Retail.
Yeah. I was thinking more of the used ones.
Yeah. Well, you know, with like the Halo 1 and Halo 2, there's no way I could afford a sealed one. There's no way I'd buy a sealed one. It just wouldn't happen.
Yeah, probably not. So, all right. Next week, we don't have a topic quite yet, but we'll decide on one this weekend and let everyone know via social media what it's going to be. So stay tuned there and stay tuned to our Discord. We'll let you guys know what's up with that. It might be an Outpost-related one. There is the one guy who attempted to do the Pelican Trainer in one by our solo. So I still need to email him and see if he would still be interested in coming on. And then at some point, we're going to have John Friend and DJ back on to do a post-mortem about Outpost. DJ gets back from Australia on the 15th, so might give him a week to recover and might try to do something on the 24th, maybe. So we'll see how that goes. I think that's it for the meantime. Unless you got anything else, GT? There's nothing on my end.
No, look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night. We'll be doing Halo 5. We start at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time.
Yay.
You can tune in here on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube. And if you would like to join in to Fraggin' Fridays, feel free to send me a message on Xbox Live at Godzilla T. And there's a space between Godzilla and T. So don't forget that part. Yep. You can find me on Twitter at Godzilla Todd, or you can find me on Mixer on my personal channel at Godzilla Todd on Mixer. So I look forward to seeing you. And I hope if I don't, that everybody has a wonderful weekend.
Very nice. A holiday weekend, too, for some people.
Yeah, it's freaking government workers. Oh.
Hey, now. So, yes. For Sunday, still, like I said before, planning to do the achievement stream with Laird. Try to get those out of the way. That's Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. And then you can find us, again, right back here next week on Thursday at 9 p.m. for our normal show recording. You can also find us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Discord, Instagram, all the normal stuff. Just search for Pod Tackler and you'll find it. As for me, I've been streaming Borderlands with a few coworkers, and I think we're almost at the end of Borderlands 1's campaign. And I've been streaming that on Tuesday nights. We try to start between 7:30 and 8. So if you guys are interested in watching that, then you can head on over to my channel, which is Duststorm on Twitch and Mixer. And you can also find me at Duststorm on Twitter and Duststorm117 on Facebook and Duststorm Pettigrew on Instagram. I should see if Duststorm's available on Instagram. I don't think it is. I'm going to check anyways. So that'll be it for us tonight. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We'll catch you guys next week. Oh, quick thing before we head out. Pins, yes, thanks for the reminder. A couple weeks ago, I did do a stream of a Mega Constructs build with my wife. It's the first one she did. And we'll be doing several more of those. And eventually, we'll get back into doing campaign streams with her. Both of those things will be on my personal channel at some point. So if you want to check those out, also follow me on my personal channels as well. And then for the Spartan Company, we did actually get one of the accommodations done.
Yay! Finally!
Yes! It took so long to get the latest one done. It was, what was it? I'm trying to look it up. I don't have it up at the moment. I think it was Shoulder Bashes or something. Long Shots.
I think it was the, let's just look.
That's what I'm doing now. Hopefully it's still in the order where the latest one is at the top. Nope, I don't think it is. Maybe it's at the bottom. Is Killing a Spartan with a melee? Is that it? No, it was it Killing... No, that wasn't that one. Which one is it? Dang it, these aren't in unlock order. That sucks. Is anyone on...
Yeah, it should be. Come on, you stupid website, load.
Well, the one at the top is kill an enemy attempting to hijack or skyjack, and then the one at the bottom is kill an enemy with a melee.
No, it'll be at the top of the completed ones.
So the latest one on the top is kill an enemy attempting to hijack or skyjack a vehicle, which I don't think that's the right one.
No, it was... Yeah, it was...
It was from downtown, killing an enemy Spartan from long distance.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in the middle of the list for me. That was the one. Yeah. Killing me enemy Spartan from long distance. That was the one. Our next...
I guess we're going to have to start doing screenshots so we know.
No kidding. Our next closest one is First Strike. And we have another 281 of those to go. So we're 19 out of 31 commendations complete.
Getting there.
Getting there. Of course, the two longest ones at the bottom, killing Marines and killing an enemy Spartan with a shoulder bash. We've got another year to finish these. Good luck. All right, so that'll wrap it up. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in. We'll catch you guys either tomorrow for Fragging Fridays. Hope you guys can join us. If not, next week on Thursday for the next episode. Until then, keep on fragging them trucks.